This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. Farmers and livestock owners are free to draw water from the San Juan and Animas rivers again after 3 million gallons of mine waste spilled into the watershed. But no one knows what the long-term effects of the contamination will be on wildlife in the rivers.
Let's go into the river and get the bugs and look and see what's alive.
With net in hand, Scott Roberts with the Mountain Studies Institute wades out into the clear Animas River in Durango, Colorado, after the sludge from the Gold King Mine flowed through.
Dislodging bugs from algae, from aquatic vegetation, and you can see right here there's that iron oxide precipitates are still on these rocks.
This sediment is a visual reminder of contaminants from the spill that the EPA accidentally triggered in early August.
I had to admit that when we first saw the river turn cloudy and then turn to an orangish tan color, that my first thought was, oh my gosh, what if it just kills everything, the fish, the bugs, all aquatic life. Thinking that was a real possibility, that just broke my heart.
But right after the plume hit, Roberts collected a sample from the river.
It really was an emotional feeling, dipping the first net in the river and pulling bugs out and seeing that bugs were alive.
Robert says it was a great relief to see that there wasn't an instant mass die-off.
From just anecdotally looking into the bucket, you can see this insect that's swimming around like a minnow, real quick spurts, is a baited mayfly. I'm seeing midges in here squirming around like little worms. I'm seeing black flies with their bulbous end attached to the side of the bucket.
Roberts has been collecting samples ever since the spill and says the fact that bugs are still alive is good, but they need more information, and that will only come with time.
While they may be alive, we don't know if they're performing to their full potential. And whether, you know, their breathing capacity has been altered. Those are the questions that we're going to be asking next.
They're going to test these bugs to see how much heavy metals they absorbed from the spill. And Robert says they'll be watching to see if they're able to reproduce. In the meantime, he's hopeful that the river will heal itself. According to samples gathered by the EPA, a lot of contaminants came down the river during the blowout. Peter Butler is with the Animas River Stakeholders Group.
Very high concentrations of metals came down the river, and those high concentrations flushed through really quickly.
The group works with the EPA and local agencies to deal with heavy metals and mine waste. Butler says even though the Gold King Mine had been leaching things like zinc, cadmium, and aluminum into the river for years, they were surprised that the blowout released lots of lead and arsenic.
Before all this happens, I don't think we saw any arsenic and not very high levels of lead coming out. But what happens is when a mine blows out, you know, all the material that's kind of sunk to the bottom of the mine blows out as well. And so oftentimes you get a lot of metals that you don't normally see in the drainage coming out.
Butler says the plume moved quickly and was diluted when it hit the confluence of the San Juan River at Farmington. The contaminants are only harmful to fish and bugs in concentration, he says.
I think people were a little surprised, at least so far. Aquatic life seems to be doing quite well here. Nobody knows what the long-term impacts will be.
The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish said late last week they've only found a few dead fish. Beth Solaray says she found one when she was collecting a water sample on her riverfront farm downstream from Farmington.
I went down to get a water sample and found the dead fish down there and called Fish and Game.
Solaray says they told her to put the carcass in her freezer and that someone would be by to collect it in a few days. Then her dog gave birth to a litter of stillborn puppies.
She got in there and drank that water, just like the goats have, just like my horses. So, you know, I'd like to be a little more assured. It's frightening.
The rivers are open again in New Mexico and Colorado, though not on the Navajo Nation. And state and federal officials are warning people not to eat fish out of the rivers. We won't know what the long-term impacts of the spill will be in these rivers for some time, but biologists say they expect the first round of results from tissue sampling of aquatic life within the next few weeks. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.